Welcome to Real Estate Coaching Radio, starring award-winning real estate coaches and number one international best-selling authors, Tim and Julie Harris. Real Estate Coaching Radio is the nation's number one daily radio show for realtors who demand authentic, real-time coaching. Get ready for fluff-free, unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what's truly working to get you into action, helping others, and making money now in today's real estate market. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
And welcome back to Real Estate Coaching Radio. I think we need to salute those of you who are staying drilled down with just a couple weeks to go to Christmas. I know it's very challenging mentally and emotionally, but I respect the fact that so many of we're picking up literally thousands of new listeners in December, which is not normally something that happens this time of year. And I know it's because of the book, and I know it's because people are talking about the book and all the rest of it. But you know what? Here's the bottom line. There's a lot of people that are feeling very optimistic about 2018, and I totally respect that. Guys, we were thinking about coming out with our usual annual 10 predictions for the new year, and I'm not sure if I'm going to do it because, frankly, there's so many great prediction articles that have already been written that we're featuring on the main website, timandjulieharris.com. But I will summarize them for you. Here's the bottom line. 2018 looks like it's going to be absolutely rocking for the real estate industry. The fears that, frankly, a lot of folks had, your coaches included, over the last, say, 10, 11 years, rolling into the new year about some kind of recession or some kind of, you know, economic something or another, are largely diminished now. And folks that Julie and I know that own businesses our size and larger, we know them through, you know, different social channels and whatnot, they're all in a very optimistic mode. Some people who are kind of like lifelong pessimists, who are always looking for, you know, reasons to doubt, are even optimistic. Now, you could say, well, Tim, that's a surefire sign that maybe people are a little overly optimistic, and that's true too. So our personal mantra always has been, always will be, hope for the best, prepare for the worst. And what our show today is about is how to get your mindset in a position and your office in a position to do just that, hope for the best and prepare for the worst. But we're doing it in our typical, usually, you know, very tactical and practical way of giving you guys step-by-step, simple-to-do things that you can be focusing your energies on through the rest of the year. Guys, look, it is okay. It is perfectly normal for you to take time off this time of year, but don't completely disconnect or unplug because it's going to be too difficult for you to build your emotional energies back and your momentum back going into the new year. So do yourself a favor and keep yourself busy. I gave you a mini a book list yesterday from Audible. You guys should consider getting those books and listening to them, but do keep your brain engaged and don't unplug. So, Julie, I know you have some shout-outs before we get to our topic, which is the environment of the superstar. So if you don't mind.
Yes, and to your point, Stephen Young over on the private Facebook page is talking. He says, ever call a realtor and their voicemail is full? Seems to happen daily this time of year. Please, for the sake of our profession, have a professional voicemail and clear out your messages. I couldn't agree with you more, Stephen Young, and I know that you're dealing with more and more of that this time of year. Go ahead.
You might not remember this, but Stephen Young actually is one of our new member coaches.
Oh, that's right.
Did you know that?
Well, he's probably he's hitting a lot of them. He would know, right? Isn't that funny?
That's right. So he actually speaks with authority because he's the one that's supposed to be calling you guys and giving you your free coaching call, one of our team members. So when he says that you guys are, you know, it is definitely a problem. Any of you have ever dealt with listing agents who have full voicemails, it's kind of insane, isn't it? Yes.
From a coaching standpoint is some of those agents send out that they want help having more leads and doing more deals, and then you call them and their voicemail's full. It makes you wonder, like, what's lurking in their voicemail. Let's start with some good urgent lead follow-up, people. Just saying. Anyway, that was my little
rant. That's crazy. Well, but Julie, it's a good lead-in. If you guys have not received your free coaching call yet, this is a great time of year to ask for it. And when you do so, you also get a copy of the Real Estate Treasure Map, which is your fill-in-the-blank business plan. So just go to freecoachingcallsforagents.com, freecoachingcallsforagents.com, and you might speak to Mr. Young or one of our other great new member coaches. So you get obviously you get 5 free books, including the Real Estate Treasure Map. You also get Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich, and Julie and I have added content, so it's now called Think and Grow Rich for Real Estate. And also then you'll be entitled to a free coaching call with one of our new member coaches. If you've not yet done that, please do go and schedule that. We usually are scheduled 3 or 4 days out in advance. So if you want to have a coaching call and you want to get your business plan organized for next year, definitely jump on that free coaching calls for agents.com. Julie?
Yes, you got it. So just a couple more quick shout-outs. A lot of discussion on the Facebook page about what to give as client gifts, pop-by gifts, you know, thank yous for referrals and that sort of thing. People are starting to confess that they're overthinking this and not getting it done. So just a reminder that done is better than perfect. Just go to the Facebook
Julie?
Page. It could be, yes, ornaments, et cetera.
Yeah, your phone broke out. You're back. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay, good.
So just saying there's a lot of – it's better to get out there. And to your point, Tim, to not stagnate and totally check out. You gave them the reading list. They can do their Popeyes to past clients. I have to say, and I think you'll probably agree with this too, we're hearing about so many kind of surprise deals that are being done right now. These are like people that lead follow-up from open house leads and past clients popping up and people responding to BombBomb videos and the Popeyes. A lot of quick deals are happening. Don't convince yourself that no deals are happening. Our private coaching clients are reporting lots of closings over the next couple of weeks. Stuff does not just screech to a halt unless you do. So that's just a word to the wise. And then we can get on with our environment of the superstar, which we also have named How to Start Your Year Outright, Prepare for Your Best Year Ever. And just a quick little quote from one of my favorite shows, which probably none of you have any idea about, but the quote was, if you want to catch a fish, you must first learn to think like a fish. In other words, if you want to be a top producer, or for some of you, stay one, make sure you are first thinking and acting like one, okay? So our checklist for you for today and tomorrow, this is what top producers do. Prepare now for your best year ever. So point number one, and again, this keeps you in action.
Really?
Yes.
Billy, you mentioned your favorite show, but you didn't tell them what it was.
Oh, Northern Exposure. Sorry.
Yeah.
You're right.
So that was a show back on in the 90s. So if you guys didn't watch that, Julie was...
Probably
yes,
on YouTube
you
or something.
Oh.
I don't know. They can
Otherwise,
out.
You'll get emails and people will ask you. So, yes.
Well, that's true.
Right?
They'll email bomb me. Yeah.
You
so,
can tell everyone. Can't you guys tell? Julie's still on cold medicine, but she's getting there.
I really am.
She's doing
I'm
what she doesn't want to do, what she doesn't want to do at the highest level, but she's
yes,
doing
indeed.
It. So. Yeah,
I'm trying.
I know, right? Yeah, I know you are. You're doing a good job.
So in the interest of keeping in action, like I'm trying to keep myself in action here, point number one, purge your office of all non-essentials. Throw out paper, old files, clutter, outdated material. When in doubt, throw it out. If you haven't used it in the past 30 days, it goes. Do this before any other of our action items. Some of you, we know because you've posted on the Facebook page, and I always love those postings of before and after. Some of you have goat paths through old files, through tchotchkes you never gave out to past clients. Maybe your awards are sitting there stacked up, okay? If you haven't needed it in the past 30 days, you're probably not going to. So do an office purge. You'll feel great going into the new year. Probably have needed to do it for months, so that's job one. Anything you want to add to that, Tim? I love it if they post before and after pictures. I always enjoy those.
So there's only really three things in life you guys can change, or you guys can really truly be in control of, and probably the most, you know, your health, your finances, and your environment, right? So your body, your money, and your environment. And if you cannot control those three things, chances are you guys are going to find a lot of, it leads to a feeling of anxiety. It leads to a feeling of lack of control. We talk a lot about the money stuff. We talk a lot about the finances stuff. But really, your environment is really one of the easiest things to control. And some of your offices, literally, you just need to go in there with industrial-sized commercial trash baskets, you know, bags,
yeah.
The type that the
Maybe
construction crews use.
Maybe a dumpster outside the window. Some of them?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And literally purge everything. I know it's very tempting to keep all those, you know, plaques, awards, pictures, whatever. Just literally throw it all out. Just dump it and start with a complete new clean office that has nothing in it but your dry erase boards, a desk, a computer, your scripts up on the wall, your pre-qualification scripts up on the wall, and that's basically it. Purge everything else from your office. Because what those things do without you knowing is they're creating a subconscious distraction for you. You go into this, you want your office to be very monastic. In other words, you go in there, it's almost like if you're going to church. It's the church of your goals, right? And so, you know, sometimes people will have dream boards up. That's fine, too, if you want to have images of things that you want. Have those up on the wall. That's great. But really, the office needs to be purged of all the normal clutter. All the little gifts that people give you over the holidays that are supposed to sit on your desk, say thank you very much, then give them to somebody else. You don't need all that crap in your office. You need a very clean environment so you can just focus on the task at hand so that you don't have to work all day and wondering where all your time went. Your goal is to wake up in the morning, following your morning routine, focusing on getting your 3 to 5 things done that you're supposed to get done every day before noon. Crank those things out. Have the discipline to work at that level, guys, and if you do it consistently, within usually 60 to 90 days, your whole world's going to change. Julie Harris?
Yes, indeed. So, point number 2, post your 5 whiteboards as we instruct in Premier Coaching. Your 5 boards go up in this order: leads, listings, buyers, pendings, and year-to-date closed. If you pay attention to that list, you'll see that that gives you chronologically a path for your leads to become listings or buyers, which will then become pendings, which will then travel to your closed board. The last one should have the number of deals that your treasure map calls for. So if you have to do 86 sides, you write 1 through 86 on the closed board. Your transactions follow in logical order. Again, they start as a lead and then they travel through your boards. And your listing board should have the number of listings you have to have at all times. Remember, we just talked about for the past 2 podcasts what your magic number needs to be. So here's the secret. This creates inescapable visual accountability. How many of you have this feeling of not knowing what to do when you get into your office? You're overwhelmed, these things that you guys claim to feel. Okay, you're not sure what fire to put out first or what's most important in the day. When you look at those whiteboards, it will show you exactly what your deficit is. For example, maybe you've got tons of pendings right now. That's fantastic. But then you look at your leads board, and because you've been taking after your pendings, you have virtually no leads. Others of you have tons of leads, but no pendings or not enough pendings. That tells me that you need to follow up on them, close them on appointments, sort them out quicker. Okay? If you look up and you've got the perfect number of listings that your magic number calls for, but nothing sold in 2 or 3 weeks, then you need to do price reductions. It literally tells you, based on what your boards look like, what you need to be doing. It's visual accountability. I don't know why it works so well, but it does. So don't argue with it. Just get your whiteboards up. Okay, point number 3, write on the top of your closed board, my product is profit. This is the only mindset for you to have this year. When you start to think you have a motivation or a mindset issue, look at that quote on your wall and get back on track. Tim, you mentioned profits aren't the only thing, they're everything book on their reading list. So
right.
The product is profit. And don't think it's anything else. Again, that'll tell you what you need to get cracking on. Anything you want to add to that, Tim?
No, not really. I mean, our system is very pure and simple. You know, that question is causing my mind to wander, and I don't want to get too far off your topic because it's such a practical, tactical topic. But really, guys, I will say this. Make sure that when you enroll in the Premier Coaching Program, you really stay focused, follow one course until successful. One thing that's going to really cause – a lot of folks are information gatherers, and this time of year when the phones aren't ringing, you know, when you're supposed to be, you know, clearing out your voicemail, cleaning out your office. Some of you have a tendency to start looking for easy buttons. Some of you have a tendency to think that, oh, my gosh, if I'm not doing this latest Facebook ad or if I'm not doing this latest, you know, whatever, that somehow I'm not going to have business next year. And the exact opposite is true. You guys need to be very, very cautious that you do not allow your minds to be distracted from the things that really matter in this business, which is focusing on being of service for folks and obviously running a profit-driven business. The being of service to folks, here's how to translate that and make that practical and tactical. You have to learn how to sell. You have to learn to be the best version of a salesperson that you can be. Whatever your thoughts are about what it means to be a salesperson, you need to realize that probably most of those thoughts are negative, and that's probably one of the main reasons why you're not making more money. To be a great salesperson, what that means is you're a great problem solver. To be a great problem solver, what that truly means is you're going to need to learn how to basically, learn your scripts, your objection handlers, learn how to present using the listing process, learn how to actually pre-qualify people at a high level. don't look for easy buttons. Don't look for shortcuts. Our system is as pure and, frankly, as proven as you're going to find out there. I don't know of anyone else's system that has been proven to work as, in so many different markets at so many different price ranges as the Premier Coaching Program does. So when you enroll, as literally thousands of you are, please stay focused on just keeping it to the system as closely as you possibly can. That way you can be assured that you'll have success as quick as possible. It really is that simple, guys. It does not have to be more complicated than that. Stop looking for ways to make it more complicated. We spent our entire adult lives creating Premier Coaching for you so that you would have the shortest path to accomplishing whatever it is that you want to accomplish in this business. Next point, Julie.
Yes, indeed. So point number four, dream board, post it. Have it reflect your goals in five areas of life. Again, use your real estate treasure map. Those goals in five areas of life are family, physical, financial, spiritual, and education. When you're having a crappy day in real estate, not that that ever happens, but, you know, we all have those Mondays where every deal is coming apart and people are shouting in your voicemail. You look up at that dream board, reminding yourself why you're doing this. Your family, physical, financial, spiritual, and educational goals are up there, and then you'll get back to work faster. Point number five, your ideal day, which is what we call your schedule. This needs to be posted, making sure that it includes the things that make you money in real estate. Okay, so again, I know a lot of you have worked out a schedule, but are you actually following it? You've got to post it. So what are the things that make you money in real estate? Everyone listening needs to memorize this list. Lead generation, which absolutely is number one, because without that, the rest of the list won't happen. Lead generation, lead follow-up, pre-qualifying, presenting, negotiating, and closing, lather, rinse, repeat. Those are the things that make you money. Sorry, I had to mute and call.
You okay?
Okay.
Yeah, I know. I figured it sounded like it.
Appeared on you. Sorry about that. Almost made it. All right, so point number six, read or listen to. We often talk about this book, Fanatical Prospecting. The subtitle
Julie,
is Conversations Leveraging and Your Phone Leads. Yes. Go ahead.
Right, so let me interject here. The reason that – so Julie and I talked about whether or not she should be on the podcast the past few shows, knowing that she wasn't feeling the greatest, and we decided that – she decided that she wants to be on the podcast to show you guys that we really do what we say we're going to do. And when Julie says basically it's all, you know, long-term ever-increasing success comes from doing what you don't want to do and you don't want to do it at the highest level, we want to be examples of that, not just basically flapping our jaws about it. And that's the reason that Julie's on this podcast today. That's the reason when you guys get a sniffle, you can't use that as your excuse not to work. That's the reason that when you don't feel motivated, that you can't just use that as your excuse not to work. That's the reason, guys, we really need you to drill down, and we are proving that even though we don't have to work really at all anymore, we do consistently do it because of the fact that we know that we're helping so many thousands of you who are, you know, maybe some of you are just beginning your path to financial freedom, and others of you have been on it for a long time, and maybe you feel like it's taking too long, and we're helping you to shortcut that experience. Guys, that's what motivates us at this point in our lives and in our careers. But, you know, so I want you to use Julie as your example today. She's not feeling the greatest, and she's still working. She's still doing her coaching calls. She's still doing her Premier Coaching call. So,
stupid Orange
guys,
Theory, too,
model
while I'm at it.
Yeah, that's right. And you kicked ass in Orange Theory yesterday. So model your behavior. All right, next point, Julie. Sorry.
I appreciate that.
You were
that's
talking
very
about
kind
fanatical
of you to
prospecting.
Say. Yeah. Well, so one of the reasons why we love the Fanatical Prospecting book by Jud Blount, B-L-O-U-N-T, is because he talks about, and I'm not going to get into it too much here, just enough to get them to buy it, to read it. You know, he talks about it's okay to interrupt someone, that prospecting is literally interrupting somebody's day, and that's the point of it. And so many of, you know, our listeners always feel like they're bugging somebody, they're bothering somebody. Oh, I don't want to be pesky. I don't want to be a salesperson. Well, he pushes through that and changes your mindset about the point of what you're doing and talks about how people who are serious and motivated don't actually mind being interrupted. They will respond to that. The unmotivated, sure, they're not going to be responsive. You don't want to work with them anyway. So Fanatical Prospecting is a fantastic listen or read. This should be part of your pre-beginning of the new year listening. All right, so on to point number seven. Okay, so this one's going to take some work. Systematize, organize, and simplify everything that gets you off of your schedule and creates stress. So make a list and conquer it by eliminating, delegating, or systematizing. So For example, bad eating habits. Well, subscribe to your groceries being delivered to your home that only meet your new and improved healthy diet. That way you're not tempted when you're in the grocery store aisles to just grab whatever you happen to be hungry for, which probably isn't good for you. Another example, not working out because you never have time to get to the gym. Well, decide to take a 30-minute walk first thing in the morning, minimum, just to get you started. We're removing the excuse that I don't want to sit in traffic on the way to the gym or whatever, okay? So decide to hack that. These are called life hacks now, but really what it is systematizing and organizing yourself. If you spend half your day cleaning the house, get a housekeeper. Figure out what it's going to cost. It's probably like two extra deals a year to pay for something like that. If you're spending all of your weekend mowing your lawn, taking care of your pool, whatever gets you off track that you secretly hate doing, either hire somebody, decide that it's not important, or systematize it into your schedule so it's not wrecking your productivity. Does that make sense, Tim? I mean,
well,
we probably should do some shows on life hacking at some point. I think that'd be fun.
But even if you don't secretly hate doing those activities, you shouldn't be doing them anyway. You need to basically be seeing your time as more valuable because it is, and you need to be focused on basically doing the things that are dollar productive. So a lot of you guys don't dislike the things that Julie just mentioned. I mean, frankly, I don't dislike some of the things that Julie mentioned. But
yeah,
I know it's not the highest and best use of my time, and it's not the highest and best use of your time either. So it's a mindset shift, okay? That's really what at the bottom line is what we're talking about here. Next point, Julie.
All right, next point is number 8. Systematize your savings and your payoffs plan. Remember, your treasure map has you set specific goals for this in the financial part of this, and we talk about it in Harris Rules as well. So systematize your savings and payoffs. 10% minimum off of each and every commission check goes to your savings and or paying off debt. 20% should go to taxes. These are separate accounts that are not commingling. I can't tell you how many coaching calls I've had where I ask about this, and the answer is, well, my taxes are, you know, yeah, I've been saving, but it's all also in my savings account, which is why you guys get behind, because you're not separating it. That 20%, give or take, depending on your situation for taxes, that's not your money. It's tax savings, so you can send it away. It's not savings, so you've got to segregate those. Okay, so again, they have to be dedicated accounts, no mixing of funds. And this also might modify your magic number in your closed transaction goal, but if you follow the treasure map, this should be pretty accurate for you, okay? So that means we're spending 30% off of every check. That might mean you've got to do more transactions to accomplish your financial goals. Not knowing just makes you an ordinary struggling agent that says things like, well, I'm not really a goal setter. I just want to do more. Well, okay, good luck with that. You're not going to do it because you haven't actually written it down. You don't know what the real answer is. So systematize those things. All right, kind of traveling through these quickly. Point number 9, post in your office your personal spokes in your wheel infographic, okay? So spokes in the wheel, these are your lead generation pipeline spokes. Then the question that goes with this is, what skills do you need to develop for each spoke to actually produce for you? If you have your spokes in the wheel and it says expired on one of your spokes, but you've never actually listed an expired, or you've just dabbled in it, is that really a strong spoke? Well, not yet. What do you have to do? What scripts do you have to learn? What do you have to do in your schedule for this to be an actual spoke? What education do you need for you to become the best at each? Maybe you've been messing around with probate leads, but you've never actually been successful at it. Well, why is that? It could be any spoke that we pick on. Those are just the ones top of mind for my last coaching call. Okay, so put up your spokes in the wheel infographic. This should be near or next to your wipe-off boards so that when you're saying my business comes from these places, and if you look at last year's wipe-off boards, those of you who are already ahead of the game on this, it'll tell you your sources. Your sources of business tell you what your actual spokes really are, and then you can compare it to what you say they are, what you'd like them to be. Does that make sense, Tim?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, again, this is all about basically setting yourself up so that you can have a very clear focus rolling into the new year. it's the anxiety that we're trying to save you guys from. It's all the feeling of like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen when, you know, the new year starts? It's like we were talking about the other day. You know, a lot of you are feeling, well, I had my best year ever. And my fear is, or if you don't have this feeling yet, you will. Trust me, it happens to everybody. My fear is, how am I going to replicate what I did last year? Or your other thought is, oh my gosh, I had a terrible year. How am I going to do better in 2018? Or you're somewhere in the middle. Well, that's the reason that we want you basically being proactive about purging your environment, purging your, frankly, your mind, and staying focused on one plan. This is the perfect time of year to be locked in to knowing exactly what you're going to do going into the new year. That's going to put you in a place where you don't have those, you know, as Julie likes to call them, the 2 a.m. night sweats. Don't be like everybody else in your office who basically waits too long to get started. Don't be like everyone else that you know that doesn't really, you know, set real absolute positive goals rolling into the new year, and then, you know, they don't really have a plan. Remember, guys, a goal is a dream with an action plan, and if you don't have, like, you can write down whatever goals you want to, but if you don't actually have an action plan to complete them, again, guys, this goes back to the real estate treasure map, you're not going to accomplish them. Some of you have gotten burned out on setting goals because you never accomplished them. The reason you never accomplished them is because you don't have a plan. So if you have a plan, for example, choose a real easy one. You're going to make, you know, 5 expired contacts per day. So what do you have to do to create that, you know, that plan? Well, you have to have, obviously, a phone. You have to have a computer. You have to have probably a subscription to Mojo Sells or one of the other, you know, Espresso Agent or one of these other services that basically goes into your MLS and pulls up the expired with all the contact information for you. You need to have a headset. You need to have probably a desk that's a stand-up desk. You need to create an environment that's conducive to basically making it so you have no distractions so that when you're in the doing what you don't want to do and you don't want to do it mode, which should be every morning, you're not going to easily find other distractions. You need to go back and listen to past podcasts on what it means to have media-free mornings and maybe even a media-free life. This is what I'm talking about, guys. This is a real focused effort that you need to be putting forth, maybe more so than you ever have at any point in your life. So many of you are in that, oh my gosh, there has to be a shortcut. I read all your comments on when you guys post, even our members. You guys look for shortcuts. Stop looking for shortcuts. When you look for shortcuts, what actually happens? Do you ever find one? No, you find some jackass that's trying to sell you something that tells you it's a shortcut because he knows or she knows that you're going to buy into it. And does it work? Does it ever work? Nope. Okay, what's the modern shortcut? What are the things that agents are doing right now for shortcuts? They're still buying buyer leads, which is insanity. A couple years ago, it was Facebook ads. The other shortcut is, oh my gosh, you won't ever have to work that hard. You'll never actually have to learn how to sell if you build a team. These are all shortcuts. You guys got to see them for what they are. Otherwise, you're just going to be in the exact same situation you are now for the rest of your life. It happens all the time. People spend so much time going from one thing to the other. But they know intuitively, and all of you guys know this intuitively, the way for you to actually accomplish what you want to accomplish in life is, guess what, 2 things. Doing what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it at the highest level, and developing a mindset of service in the sense that you know your highest and truest purpose on this planet is to be of service to other people. The second thought, the service thought, is to disengage your ego. And the first thought is to engage your body in action. When you do those things in conjunction, when you just keep those as your true north, you'll find that pretty much everything else falls in line. And guys, look, I know for some of you, it's going to be an extraordinary amount of effort. I know for some of you, it's going to be mental, emotional, all kinds of different strains and stresses, but it's worth it. It is worth it. And stop giving yourself permission to start and stop all the time. Again, go back and listen to past podcasts. They're on iTunes. They're on timandjulieharris.com. Listen to the podcast we did on building momentum. We've done probably 5 or 6 of them over the past few years. And then use our podcast as your free education to get you into massive action and make 2018 your best year ever. Guys, why not? You know, this is something else a lot of you guys like, but it's so true. And I didn't think of this. Somebody else did. I don't know who. But you only live once, and you're dead a real long time. I think that's something everyone can agree to, no matter what their political standing is. You only live once, and you're dead a real long time. So why not make your existence on this planet the best it possibly can be, financially, you know, spiritually, physically, all the things that really truly matter at the end of the day. Why don't you seriously decide to lock it in for next year and make that your best year ever? Why not? What do you have to lose? Nothing. All right. Great book on ego, by the way, Ego is the Enemy by Ryan Halliday. Ego is the Enemy. If you guys haven't picked up that book, I know a lot of you have, and every time we suggest it, we get great feedback from all of you thanking us for that recommendation. And yes, I know I said that the Audible version of our book would be available soon. I'm still being told it is. Amazon is in control of that, and they have yet to put it on the book listing on Amazon.com. If you've not purchased our book, guys, we'd certainly appreciate it. It's a great holiday gift, obviously. Just go to Amazon.com, put in Harris Rules, and when you do so, we'd also certainly appreciate if you would add to the long list of five-star reviews. You guys have a fantastic day. If you need us for anything, it's Tim at TimandJulieHarris.com or Julie at TimandJulieHarris.com. Have a fantastic day. We'll talk to you on the show tomorrow.